T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joining us now, the co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 FM at 1400 AM, The Fan in Green Bay. The Rookie joining us. Rookie, how you been?
Bill, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show. I want to welcome you back to Green Bay. I know the show was heard on the station across town. I refer to those as your Chicago Bears days. You're now here on The Fan, the good side. I consider these times your days with the Green Bay Packers. Welcome back.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Well, talking about those Packers, so they got 3 weeks to get ready for this first contest, and it's just a really weird scenario in which we live. What concerns you the most? Is it the possibility of injuries to a tackle, or the lack of depth at the wide receiver position, even though they believe Allen Lazard's the number two, or is there something else?
Well, my biggest concern would probably come from the defensive side of the football, to be honest with you, Bill. They're going to win games during the regular season on offense. They'll win them running the ball with Aaron Jones, throwing it with Aaron Rodgers. But if they make it to the playoffs, they're only going to go as far as the defense will take them. And we've seen that in the history of Aaron Rodgers being in the playoffs, that the defense gives up like 30-some points a game. Offense wins games during the regular season. Defense wins championships. And I have concerns about stopping the run. I still have concerns about that linebacker position, even though they got Christian Kirksey. I think that's where we need to look if you're talking about big success for this football team.
Do you feel that this offense has enough, though? And I put that in the sense of, with picking up A.J. Dillon, you've already got Aaron Jones, who's a pretty good wide receiver coming out of the backfield. I don't know what DeGara is going to bring to the table. I do know that they like him as that kind of H-back, and watching his highlight reel, he can catch the football, but it's not like he has speed to burn. So I don't know if this is an offensive line set up to be a better run-blocking team, or if they're just going to do it with a lot of motion, or if it's just going to be a free flower. I'm still really interested to see year two of the Matt LaFleur offense.
Well, I would agree with that as well. There's no doubt about that. And the interesting thing about that is, how much better is it going to be from last year because of what they've had to endure during the offseason, where they haven't had OTAs and mini camps, and training camp is going to be a whole lot different than it has been in the past. So how much improvement can they really make from year one to year two? I think it's a great question. Do they have enough offensive firepower to get into shootouts with teams? I don't know about that. Aaron Jones had a great year, as you mentioned, last year. Can he repeat that? That's a big question. I don't know if he can get 19 touchdowns again this year. What's A.J. Dillon going to provide without having gone through all the offseason program? Great question. Wide receiver, who's up after Devontae Adams? Great question. So even though I have put my emphasis on the defensive side of the football, there are a lot of questions on offense, like you said. I think the creativeness of Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett and the staff makes up for some of the lack of talent that they may have on that offensive side of the football. I mean, this is, you know, Bill, this is a much more creative guy than what we saw with Mike McCarthy. And that's not supposed to be a dig at Mike McCarthy, because I still think Mike McCarthy is a tremendous coach and is going to do good things in Dallas. But this is obviously a younger, newer style of offense that we're seeing Matt LaFleur try to implement here in Green Bay.
Do you think that, defensively speaking, that they have gotten better? I go back to what Matt LaFleur and Mike Pettine had said in their press conferences not that long ago that basically said it was gap integrity and it was just knowing your spots. And then, you know, pick up Kirksey, who's supposed to be more athletic, and that's great if he's healthy for an entire season. But how much better are they really?
Probably not a whole lot. I mean, that's a great question. That's the $64,000 question, too, is how much better are they? They've added nothing along the defensive line. They need Kingsley Keke to step up. Montravius Adams has been nothing but a bust as a third-round draft pick. Dean Lowry had his ups and downs last year after being paid, so kind of talking about the defensive line there. Tyler Lancaster is a great guy. He's a hell of a guy in the locker room, fun to talk to. He's a good rotational guy, but he can't play as much as he has in the past. So there's question. They've done nothing on the defensive line. Christian Kirksey is supposed to be more athletic than Blake Martinez, as you said, so we'll see if he can cover tight ends. They've always had problems covering tight ends over the middle of the field. The Smiths are great, but can they replicate what they did last year? You know, when they came to Green Bay, if you went back and looked at their stats, they were up one year, down the next, up, down, a little bit of a roller coaster. Can they continue on that trajectory? I am optimistic, very optimistic about the secondary. Love Adrian Amos. What a great addition a year ago. Love Jair Alexander. If Kevin King stays healthy, I think he obviously is a good player and is in a contract year too. So there's, you know, you hope that he's going to get that contract year bump from him. The secondary, I'm solid with. Question marks about the other parts of the defense, though.
You think it's a mistake not to bring Tremont Williams back? Not only did he play well, but he also has the knowledge.
You know, I'm on the border. I'm on the fence about that. I don't think it's a tremendous loss, to be honest with you. I know he's great in the locker room, and he did well last year, but I'm more of giving these young guys the opportunities and the reps. I think, if anything, maybe his presence in the locker room will be missed, but I also think they have enough guys in there that can make up for it. So I'm not one of those guys that's really gnashing over the fact that they aren't bringing Tremont back.
Looking over at the coaching staff now, Mike Pettine, another year of Mike trying to get his guys up to speed. You had mentioned a guy like Montravius Adams. I look for progression out of some of these guys, but when we were down at Super Bowl, the one thing that kept coming up was you've got Kenny Clark on the defensive front, and then they kept saying, you know, people that are a lot smarter than me, saying, well, then you got a bunch of guys. Do you think you have a bunch of guys defensively on that front, or do you think that there's somebody that's really ready to take that next level step, and that's the reason you don't worry about going out and getting additional depth in that defensive front? Is it Tyler Lancaster, Kingsley Keke? Do you think Adams has the ability? Some of these guys are ready to kind of take that next step. Do you think it's going to happen?
Great question. I think they've got a bunch of guys, Kenny Clark and a bunch of guys. Dean Lowry might be slightly better than just a guy. I like him. He works hard. He's got a great motor. We've seen good things from him, but he's really not a difference maker, is he? Kenny Clark's a difference maker. You look at everybody else on that line, who's a difference maker? There aren't any. So Dean's a little bit better than a guy. Tyler Lancaster's a guy. Montravius Adams may not even make the roster. And again, we're looking at Kingsley Keke to see what he can do. To answer your question, Kenny Clark, stud, total stud. How he didn't make the top 100 on the NFL list, I'll never know. Total stud. Everybody else on that line, guy.
You going to pay him?
Am I going to pay Kenny Clark?
Yeah.
They should. Everybody's wondering why they haven't done it yet. I think COVID throws a monkey wrench into this, you know, wondering where the salary cap is going to go from here over the next handful of years. I know other guys have been paid. Chris Jones got paid by Kansas City, a big deal. I'm a little surprised that they didn't do something with Kenny maybe last year. I know I do a show with him Wednesday nights here in Green Bay. He's told me that he's a little surprised that they haven't done something with him already. I think COVID just throws a big monkey wrench into this whole thing with him now.
I want to go back to
I don't know how you can't pay Kenny. I don't know how you can't pay Kenny.
I agree with you. I think Kenny is, you know, Kenny and Bakhtiari is 1 and 1A. I think both of those guys you need to retain. Unfortunately, unless he signs for a very little amount, Corey Linsley's probably going to be the odd man out. You've still got to pay. You got to figure something. Yeah, you got to figure something out with Aaron Jones. I mean, and if Aaron Jones has another really solid season this year, you can almost at least guarantee that you're going to try to do everything you can to keep him in the fold, just because he's become a better blocker, a better pass catcher. Obviously, he's got that secondary speed that once he gets into that secondary, he can really give you a burst and give you downfield yardage. So, unless A.J. Dillon is all that, my assumption is you're going to want to keep Aaron Jones around. That may leave Jamal Williams as the odd man out.
Yeah, I would think that he might be the odd man out anyways, because, you know, he provides quirkiness to the Packers in
yeah.
the locker room. He provides a little bit on the field, but yeah, I mean, Aaron Jones. I didn't hear you mention Kevin King too, who's in a contract here. And if he has
right.
a year, you got to make a decision there. But, you know, kind of going full circle back to the whole Kenny Clark thing, though, and we were just talking about Kenny Clark and whether they have just a bunch of guys there. You take Kenny Clark out that defensive line, and it's just guys that we talked about. Who's going to stop the run then?
Yep, I completely agree with you. Then you don't have anybody, and then and since you play so much dime, you're not going to have beefy bodies and a bunch of linebackers out there anyway.
No.
You know what I mean? You're going to have a very, very right. small lineup if you get rid of Kenny Clark. I agree. Rookie, great stuff as always, and glad to be on in Green Bay. Glad to be back, and thanks for coming on with us a couple of minutes. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, hey, I'm real quick. Mitch told me I was getting a free oil change from Van Horn Auto for appearing on your show. Is that true?
Hey, go down there and drop my name. See what happens.
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That's our friend, the rookie, up there in Green Bay at WDUZ, co-host of the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 FM and 1400 AM. That's The Fan, and thanks to him for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. 85-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.